Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Petra Boddington is a licensed menopause champion whose mission is to empower women to reclaim their vitality, confidence and well-being during this transformative stage of life. I'm delighted to say she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Petra.
Thank you, Selena. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome. So first of all, what is a menopause champion and how did you become one?
So I became a menopause champion as part of Menopause Experts Group, which is an initiative in the UK and worldwide, spreading awareness of menopause and its symptoms and how we can help each other and repower each other to have the best time during our menopause and not for it to be a negative experience.
Yeah.
I got involved because of my own menopausal symptoms and of course my friends, you know, we're all the same sort of age, so we're all going through the same thing, and I wanted to find out more about it and what I could do to help myself and others.
Yeah. And you're definitely doing that. I think it's important to know that it's not just about night sweats and hot flushes, is it? It can actually be really debilitating for some people.
For some, yes. I mean, there's the more obvious symptoms. There's the hot flushes and the night sweats. There's the rages, you know, the mood swings, you know, oh, we're going crazy kind of thing. And there's so much more to it than that. There's so much more cognitive decline that we don't appreciate, a loss of confidence, anxiety, our stress is increased. We can cry for no reason at all. We can have symptoms like headaches, persistent headaches and painful aching joints, thinning hair, dry itchy skin. I mean, there's so many different things, and when you put them all together, it all comes under the umbrella of our hormones declining and having an impact on every cell of our body.
Yeah. A friend actually messaged me when she heard that you were coming on, and she said, can you ask the menopause doctor this? And she wasn't joking. She said, my partner keeps saying she thinks I've got dementia because I just can't remember anything. And could it be the menopause? And I'm guessing you'll say it can be.
Yeah, absolutely. I just need to point out, though, I'm not a doctor, only a champion. I mean, I do have quite a lot of qualifications to go with this, but I'm definitely not a doctor. So there are many, many cognitive functions that are impacted. The brain has a lot of receptors. Every cell in our body has receptors for our hormones. And when that's declined, there are going to be, you know, these less obvious symptoms of menopause. But we have to do something about it.
Well, yes, and we'll come on to that. But as far as the science is concerned, I know that it's a change in hormones. I think we're losing estrogen. Why do we have things like hot flushes? What's going off in our body?
Well, yeah, as the levels of estrogen are declined, as I said, it has an impact on the brain, and our brain controls pretty much everything that we do in our body, and it also controls our body temperature, and that is then affected by the lack of estrogen, trying to keep it in really simple terms. So where the brain would manage the temperature before, it's now more sensitive, so right. It sends the wrong signals.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of things I've learned from you that actually I had no idea. The first one being that wine or alcohol does not mix with the menopause or even with HRT. So if you feel like all of a sudden you're getting really bad hangovers or you're not feeling too good when you have those couple of glasses of wine, it could be down to the menopause.
It certainly could be. So again, as the estrogen, I can't speak today, that's menopause. As estrogen declines, the body is more sensitive. So as the brain is more sensitive and affects the temperature, the whole body is more sensitive to the effects of anything else that you're going to put into it. So that would include food and alcohol specifically. So that's then going to have an impact on our sleep. It's going to make our hot flushes worse. It can increase anxiety. It can increase brain fog, and it can definitely increase low mood. And the trouble is, when we are feeling how we feel going through menopause, you know, we get in from work or get in from wherever we've been, think, oh, so stressed, I need a glass of wine. And we immediately go for a glass of wine. And actually, that's then going to have a worse impact. It's going to affect our blood sugar. It's going to make us more fatigued. It's not going to help with weight gain. So it's having all of these negative effects. And also, drinking alcohol will then increase the risk of osteoporosis, heart disease, and of course, breast cancer. So all of those things we want to avoid. I'm not going to preach to anybody ever that they shouldn't drink. I like a glass of wine as much as anybody else. But what I don't like now is the hangover that that gives me. And I'm such a cheap date now. it's one glass of wine and that's it. I can't do much more than that. And I actually choose now not to drink it, because the negative impact that it has on how I feel, I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I never refuse a glass of champagne, though.
Do you get the same symptoms with champagne? Or is it just worth it?
I'm sure you do, but it'd just be rude to say no to a glass of champagne.
It would, for sure.
And of course, if you then take HRT, you're taking it, which is hormone replacement therapy, for those that don't know. So we lose our hormones, and if we want, one of the ways that we can help the body function to its best again is by replacing those hormones. It's not for everyone. It's a controversial subject for some. But if we then replace those hormones, we're getting rid of a lot of those symptoms. If we then drink alcohol, we're encouraging those same symptoms back again. So we're taking the HRT to get rid of the poor sleep. So we sleep better. We don't have the anxiety. The hot flushes have gone. The low mood is much better. And then if we drink alcohol, we're counteracting that. So that's why it's not great to drink alcohol on HRT either.
It's great being a woman, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's fabulous. I love being a woman. I wouldn't swap any of it. Honestly, I wouldn't swap any of it. Once we learn how to manage the menopause, it's a new start to our lives. It really, really can be a great big new start to our lives. The options that we've got to help ourselves are so much more than our mothers had, than our grandmothers had. And people often say to me, oh, this menopause, it's just the latest thing, isn't it? No, we're talking about it more.
Yes.
Because our mothers didn't know. I mean, my mum, she had an awful time. She went into surgical menopause, which is, for anybody that has gone into surgical menopause, it's literally into menopause overnight. And she went into that at 32.
Blimey.
So she hysterectomy at 32 and went into menopause, and she didn't know why she felt how she felt, but she didn't feel great. She says to me, she can remember being in the supermarket and walking around crying, pushing the trolley, and just completely not even knowing why she was there.
Yeah.
In her 30s. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's awful. So the fact that we're talking about it, the fact that we are, getting the awareness out there, talking with each other, talking on the radio, on the television, on social media, and making us more aware of what the symptoms are and what we can do about it. It's incredible.
It is, and it's good. And a lot of the well-known people out there, you've got Meg Matthews and you've got Davina McCall and all the others are talking about it too, which really does help.
Yes, it really does. Yeah. And we need to keep it more, you know, it's great that the celebrities are talking about it, but we need to be talking about it with each other. We need to be talking about it in the workplace as well, because it has a huge impact on industry. You know, billions worldwide are lost through women being off with stress, which may be menopause related, being off because, you know, they're losing their voice is how a lot of women describe it to me. They don't want to stand up in a meeting and talk because they're losing their confidence, or they're worried that they're going to have a hot flush in the middle of a board meeting, or, you know, it has a massive, massive impact on industry as well.
Yeah, I know you mentioned to me about a lady that was something like a corporate person, you know, normally very, very confident, and all of a sudden she got social anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't want to leave the house. So actually started to say, oh, I'll just work from home today, you know, and then would attend meetings and not put her screen on Zoom meetings, all that kind of thing. And that is the confidence, just, you know, going from her everything, you know, her marriage, her work, her relationship with her friends. She didn't want to go out anymore. We had quite a few consultations to overcome this, and we managed to get her back into the workplace, back out there, and she's absolutely loving life again in her 50s, and also loving her husband again in her 50s, which is fantastic news for them both.
Yeah, he's probably loving her as well now.
He says it's like a new wife.
Now, something else that I learned from you, I know a few people that have said, oh, I sailed through it in 2 weeks. You know, I got a few hot flushes and then I was fine. So I've been through the menopause, I'm fine. But you explained to me that you never actually finished with the menopause. It's just that your symptoms might go, or your obvious symptoms.
Your more obvious symptoms. Yeah, I mean, once you start to lose your hormones, unless you replace them with the hormone replacement therapy, they're not coming back. They're gone. Yeah. So that will continue then. The decline will continue then for as long as you're alive. That doesn't mean that you are going to be obviously symptomatic, because those symptoms may change, and it could be that you sail through your 50s and sail through the one day that is menopause, which is the 365th day that you've gone without menstruating. Anything after that is postmenopausal, and that can still have all of the effects that we've talked about, the brain fog, the low mood. You could suddenly start having hot flushes in your 60s when you're miles away from what was your original menopause. So things can change as you go on. And again, you shouldn't have to suffer. You shouldn't have to struggle. And I've just been in a meeting with two wonderful ladies before I came to you. And we were saying the same thing, you know. I mean, I don't sleep that badly. It's not that bad.
But it's bad.
I've got a bit of brain fog, but it's not that bad. Well, how bad does it have to be before we do something about it? Because we do get very comfortable in our uncomfortable, and we just get on with it. And for some, you know, they can get on with it forever, and for others, it will get worse. But we will always have that decline in the hormones. And it's not just the external obvious symptoms as well. The lack of estrogen in our body also will then have an impact on our bone health, our heart health, our cardiovascular health, our brain. So all of the things that we would associate with being older, osteoporosis, heart disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, all of those are at a higher risk when we lose our hormones.
So would a lady who hasn't got any obvious symptoms, say one of these women who said, right, I've sailed through, I'm fine, should they still be on HRT then?
It's totally up to them, really, or it should be totally up to them. It's about quality of life and choice, isn't it? So if their quality of life, I mean, one lady that I'm helping at the moment, her quality of life is so poor, and she is literally begging her doctors for HRT. You know, she knows pretty much more than they do about it, and is still struggling to get it. The other ladies, they can walk in and walking to the doctors and say, for preventative, you know, help for when I'm older, I would like HRT now to help prevent all of those things that could potentially happen when I'm older. So it should be, I say, should be available if you choose to and you understand that the benefits must always outweigh the risk for you.
Yeah. And something else that you mentioned that, I suppose is obvious in a way, but it certainly didn't cross my mind, that HRT will be less effective if you don't exercise and have good nutrition.
Yeah, I mean, in the same way that it would be less effective if you drink alcohol. So you're putting something in to help you, you know, counteract all of these symptoms and to help your future health. And to do that, you need to maximise your nutrition. You need to work with it and not against the HRT. And I can't stress how important exercise is as we get older as well. You know, we really need to be getting out in the fresh air. We need to be, if you like walking, go walking. If you like cycling, go cycling. If you like running, go running. Doing something, some movement of some sort. And of course, all over, you know, all over the press and over social media is strength training, which the words itself can, you know, put fear into women. We all have to start somewhere, and even just some body weight exercises, you know, some using some bands, using some light weights, and starting to incorporate that into your weekly activity and building up over time. And that's going to be hugely beneficial for you, whether you're on HRT or not, because that's going to help with your bone density. It's going to help with your muscle mass, more muscle, less body fat. You know, weight gain is one of the things that we often associate with menopause as well. You know, the meno belly. Of the fat around the middle. And that again comes down to a lack of estrogen. And for some, you can also associate, you know, poor nutrition with that. But there are also women out there whose nutrition is absolutely spot on. Their exercise is, you know, absolutely incredible. And they still have this kind of meno belly, this bit of weight gain or the fatigue or the low mood. And that's possibly the time when you want to start looking at what are your options for replacing those hormones then, if you can. Almost another piece to the puzzle.
Yeah,
another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could talk to you for far longer, but sadly we're out of time. So if any of our listeners...
I know,
we've nearly done 20 minutes. We will have you on again for sure. But if any of our listeners want to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
Okay, well, I'm Petra Boddington. My website is petraboddington.com. I thought, you know, does what it says on the tin. And my social media across all platforms is Menopause with, you guessed it, Petra.
Yes, of course.
I haven't quite ventured to TikTok yet. I'm not quite sure whether I'll do the TikTok one, but you'll find me on the other social medias.
You should, because I was laughing at the video that you put up yesterday. That'd be brilliant on TikTok.
You kind of had to be there yesterday to appreciate that one, didn't you?
You did. And I'll just tell our listeners on that point. So I've started some menopause meetings, monthly meetings where women can get together. Petra was our fantastic speaker yesterday, along with Karen Muldoon. So we have these meetings once a month, and it's a safe space where we can talk about whatever we want to talk about and get some expert advice. So anybody wanting to come along.
We really did talk about everything, didn't we?
We did.
We got down to the nitty gritty.
We did. Thank goodness we had a private room.
Absolutely. But yeah, please feel free to get in touch, check out my social media. I try and give a little bit of help every day.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And if you get something from it, then that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Keep the conversation open.
Yes. I can honestly say from personal experience, you do know your stuff, Petra. You really do.
Thank you. I do work very hard at it, and I do love it. I love to see women empowered and what I call repowered, and to take the rest of their lives and enjoy it and thrive, because as I said before, it can be a positive experience. It really can.
Yeah, absolutely. Petra Boddington, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Selena. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.